This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, fresh off the road, he's home for a little bit. We're happy to have him in studio while we can. It's Dwayne Duke.
Hi! It's been a while. I haven't seen you guys in forever.
Yeah, I think when was the last time I saw you? It's like your birthday.
Oof. Yikes.
That doesn't narrow it down.
No, it was definitely your birthday.
Yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yeah. Whenever it was, we partied at the fun house. So.
Oh, that birthday. Okay.
Last year, maybe?
Yeah, back when I was running a show there, and then the wrestling guys all invaded.
Oh, that was the night that Mary fucking tore that dude down.
She got maced in the parking lot afterwards.
Did she?
Yeah.
I never heard that part of it.
Wild night.
Mary got maced. By the wrestling dude, or
no? So someone else was getting maced, and the wind blew, and she got maced.
Oh, okay.
She goes like, I got fucking maced, and I was like, get some milk, get some milk.
Wow,
milk for Mary.
Yeah,
that's terrible,
but hilarious.
God maced her. She had it coming.
Mary has no mace coming her direction.
Since we're in a Star Wars studio, and I think I know this term, it was Mace Windu. Is that real? Is that a thing? Did I do a thing? Yeah. I did a thing, guys. I was telling the producer of this, Mike, that I'm going to watch Star Wars for the first time on May 4th of 2020.
Okay,
I'm going to watch all 9 of them that day. Or as many of us.
If you're going straight, just the Skywalker saga, yes, that would be 9 movies at that point.
And it's what? An hour and a half each movie?
At 2.5 each, about.
Okay, so that's only my entire fucking day.
That's about 2 days for you, unless you just power through and take
I might live stream it and just get drunker and drunker going, how does that make any goddamn sense? And is that Sam Jackson?
Well, before Dwayne figures out how to open up a Twitch stream, Dwayne, why do you hate wintertime?
Ugh, okay. There is nothing enjoyable about this fucking time of year. It's cold, it's dark, there's snow, and you know I'm morally opposed to the snow. Like, that's the only thing about global warming I'm excited about, because it's like less snow on the planet.
You're the nuclear winter type.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get hot. I like it. I like it to be like 85 degrees at all times.
That's disgusting to me.
Yeah, but you're a thicker boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why the fuck are you still living in Cleveland now, Dwayne?
I haven't paid rent in my 20s.
There you go.
That explains it.
Or my 30s.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah. It's trash. It's a trash reason. I'm on the road full time. I just did the Pacific Northwest, and it was starting to get really chilly there. I was in California going, I came here because it's supposed to be hot, guys.
And it was not, because you were in the northern part of the state.
Yeah, it was like 60, and I was like, this is so cold. And then
60 is cold?
It's so cold.
You've spent a lot of time in Florida and the South, yeah. So, I mean, I get it to a degree.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks of December, I'm in the South. Like, I come home on December 24th, and then I'm leaving on the 4th.
That's my birthday. It's funny that we're talking about this, because somebody at work asked me today, they were like, would you rather it be, like, 20 degrees and snowing, or like no snow and negative 10 wind chill? And I was like, 20 degrees and snowing. He's like, you're a fucking asshole. I was like, I don't drive, so I don't give a shit.
That's goddamn nonsense. Like, everyone forgets how to drive. If it gets to be 31 degrees and there's a light flurry, everyone's just like, oh my God, I've never seen this before.
That happened like the first time it rained this fall. Like, Chelsea was taking me to work, and I was just like, why is everybody driving like a fucking asshole? Like, and it was just, there was a light rain. Like, yeah. This is Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, no.
Don't forget how to
everyone
drive.
Goes, you're from Cleveland. How do you not do a snow? And I was like, I'm from Cleveland. I never got used to Cleveland. Like, I was born and raised there, and I'm like an Alzheimer's patient because every winter I was just like, what fresh hell is this?
Well, and they're saying that the Farmer's Almanac, supposedly, whatever the fuck that is, says it's going to be the worst winter we've had in like 100 years. So
it's a gypsy and a hillbilly got together and fucked one day. Now there's a book.
And they wrote a book.
How do you fuck your way into a book?
That's some really good gypsy
porn
dick.
Mag?
That's good gypsy dick. That's what I'm saying.
So the hillbilly was the lady that produced the book from, okay.
Well, farmer is a gender neutral term.
That is true.
It could just be a last name, not a
farmer. I barely know her.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. That one's for Devin.
Don't encourage him.
I'm here for this.
Fair enough. Yeah, I am a pro winter. As I am large and
you are also a thick boy, yes.
Yes. No, I am not a thick boy. I am large. There's nothing cute about my morbid obesity.
But like your shirt makes you, like it makes sense because it makes you look like a penguin right now.
It does look like a bowling shirt. This is a work shirt.
This is a this is my middle-aged comedian in the wrong place shirt.
It's a,
we're gonna discuss middle-aged comedians off mic in just a moment.
it's a bowling work shirt.
Yeah, no, it's very. Yeah, I go to thrift stores, but like I prefer to shop at estate sales.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find these dead people at?
Lord.
You just got to read the. You got to pick up the paper. And thumb through
nobody
the obits.
Does that anymore.
Well, because the only people who would be listed in a paper are people who were recently dead and their friends.
Fair enough.
Because they're not on the fucking Facebook.
No, definitely not.
No, but yes, this shirt this was not an estate sale shirt. This was a.
Was this a new purchase?
Did John Goodman open up a store?
No.
Yes.
No, he did not.
The extra Big Lebowski.
I mean, it's close because I got it in
Big and Tall Lebowski.
I got it in East Lake, so I mean,
just the Lebowski.
That is a dead bowler shirt. That is a dead bowler shirt.
Yeah. Well, I was because I was thinking like
you look like the 2020 PGA champion.
From fucking 1984.
Actually, I fucking picked this up and I looked at it. I was like, this is a Mark Knope shirt. And because the first time I ever met Mark Knope was at the Improv and he was wearing a shirt just like this. And then I met, like, I didn't meet Blanchard, started wearing shirts like this.
Kelly
and then.
Blanchard?
Tully Blanchard wears bowler shirts. Not every middle-aged comedian. It's either this or floral print.
That shirt needs Charlie Wiener shoes.
Yes.
Wow, this is so inside baseball, guys.
You know what? Actually, this it kind of looks like a shirt I could see Chad Weaver wearing as a joke.
Yeah, ironically.
Yeah.
That adorable little fuck is such an iron.
Iron.
Well, that's kind of why I got the shirt, because I was like, well,
I'm kind of like Chad Weaver.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Chad Weaver.
Yeah, no, you're too old to do shit ironically. You do shit like this, it's people think that's your personality. Yeah.
It's like,
this is just who you are.
Well, what I was saying is it kind of just has like a penguin vibe to it. You like the cold. That's where I was going.
I hope you guys are
going to
tweet out a picture of this shirt so people know.
We never do visuals for people.
No, I'll put up a picture.
All right.
For the Instagram, doing it for the gram, as the kids. Did I do it right, Dwayne?
I'm too old to know.
Okay.
Bullshit.
I spent 30 minutes a day editing my Instagram. So.
30 minutes a day.
I spent 30 minutes today, not a day. Just
like
editing my Instagram so like it's more streamlined, so my content hits better. Yeah, I hate myself for those words too.
It's like hashtagging shit? Or?
Yes, I have a folder on my phone of just hashtags, which is it's something I never thought I'd say in 2019.
He's not looking me in the eye when he says this, so I totally believe him.
Oh, I'm fucking mortified about what's going on in my life. I sat down.
Winter's coming. I have to hashtag.
I sat down in Nebraska and was just like, man, I got to get my shit together.
Well, what the fuck else are you going to do in Nebraska?
Oh, did you know Nebraska's 464 miles wide? What?
No.
Yeah, I do. You know how I know that? Because I blew a tire on mile 29.
Oh.
And then I counted the miles, so I got the fuck out of the state.
Wait, you blew it on 80?
Yeah, I blew it on 80. I stopped in Sydney, Sydney, Nebraska, and I went to this wonderful tire shop, and the most non-pornographic thing happened. So I get to the shop, and like... the guy who was on duty, young guy between like, I don't know, 20 and 34, somewhere in there. He's like that corn fed. So you're like, I don't really know how old you are, but you're like, you're aging very well for a white person. there was a dog. He jacked my car up. He got the tire off. He made me a new tire like in a couple minutes. And I was like, I really feel like you shouldn't have shown me what you did because I don't think this is worth $100, but whatever. It's a skill.
Can you do it?
It's a skill that I don't have, so I did value it at $100 because that's what I would pay to get the fuck out of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Is your goal to be on The Price Is Right?
Yeah. All right, Drew, 34-13. It's a 28-foot television. That's what I value it at.
But what do you think it's worth? It doesn't matter. That's what I value it at.
34-18. So
when was this, by the way?
This was on Sunday.
Dude, how many fucking car accidents have you had this year?
It wasn't a car accident. I bought the car in September and then I put 20,000 miles on it.
Didn't you get in like an accident over the summer while you were out on the road?
Shut your whore mouth. Yes, I rolled a Jeep.
So I rolled Illumina, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't even damage to the body, but they're like, the cop that took me to the airport was like, yeah, like once you turn a car over, you really can't use it anymore because fluid. And I was like, bet. It's a Jeep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be able to roll those? Or
yeah, pretty much. Like, it fell and I survived, but like there wasn't even... There wasn't even damage to me. The car was still running. If I didn't ruin that back tire, I probably could have driven the rest of the trip home. I was trying to sell it the week before, and then they were like, oh, no, we don't want it.
Man.
Well, it's going to be it's difficult to sell it after, the Carfax will show rollover accidents. And then
yeah,
you're
well,
screwed.
My insurance totaled it out. They paid it off, and I got like $300.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it got me like one rental car.
Bastards.
Ugh, gross.
So when did you first realize that you hated winter? Has this been a lifelong? Did you not enjoy playing in the snow as a child?
So, okay, people from Cleveland will know this. If you go, like back in the 90s, if you went downtown, you could go up on top of Tower City.
Yep.
And around Christmas time, there was the tree lighting. There was a bunch of fun stuff. And my mom took me down there once, and we went outside, and there was a magician. And he did this thing where he made balls appear. Like, he had one red ball, like a clown's nose, and he made a second red ball appear, and then a third red ball appear. And the whole time I was standing on it, I was like, it is very cold. Can we do this inside?
Did you actually say this as a child?
Yes. I was like, we are 2 feet from the door. Can we just do this inside?
Some things about people never change, and I love that about you. You just be practical about it. Like, why are we out here? Let's just go in there.
Why are we not inside? And this is before space heaters were a thing. Like, this is before we realized, oh, we can just put a space heater outside. It'll make people slightly happy. I don't care for the cold. I don't like snow. I don't like dealing with snow. I remember being a kid going, well, some days we get off because there's snow and it's cold. Why should we go to school at all during the winter? Like, summer's fine. I'm okay with switching winter school to summer school.
I mean,
that's not a terrible idea,
right? The year changed, so why am I still in school over a calendar year change?
Like, so winter break would start at Thanksgiving,
Mm-hmm.
And you come back at like end of February.
Like mid-February. I'm okay with like mid-February. Come back mid-February, and then mid-February till like Thanksgiving, you are just, you're now in first grade. And then you get 6 weeks off, and then you come back, and now you're in second grade.
It's a shame we can't go back in time.
I mean, if we just started with the class of, with the incoming class of 2021, oh, Jesus Christ. Those kids get out of school in 2039.
And I'll be dead.
Fingers crossed. I mean, that's only...
Hashtag that.
That's only 19 years from now.
Ugh. I don't
God,
know.
I'll be 51.
I will hopefully have been dead for 15 years.
It's never how it works, man. It's never...
I know. If you ask for it, you live until you're like 85.
I mean, you know... It's been nailed into my head over the past week that, you know, my people tend to die 7 to 24 years before the rest of the population.
That's a very big fucking span of time.
That's a gap.
Yeah. I don't know why that number was like over and over and over again, but that's...
Oh, it's all the food that didn't give you gout takes your heart out.
They don't eat pork, though.
No, yeah, not Jewish people. Oh. Mentally ill people.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, so then I'm fucked too.
Oh, I think it's you know, some of you know you go okay, this is my exit. Thank you so much for having me. I think that factors into your aging.
I mean, that's definitely part of it.
I mean, I this has nothing to do with like mental health, but like I've said to Chelsea before, and she like agrees with me. She's like, I said to her one time, I was like, you know, if I ever, like, if something bad ever happens where I know I'm going to die, or if I just get to that age where I'm like, okay, like, I've seen it, I've done it, I'm fucking getting addicted to heroin, like, and I'm just going to go out like that. Why the fuck not?
Somebody made a joke on one of their specials, because I watch so much fucking comedy, I have no idea who it is. They were like, if you hit 80, you get to do black tar heroin.
Yeah, who was that?
I want to think it's Christopher Titus, or it might be like... somebody else. Anyway, that's another
reason.
Let
us know in the comments.
Yeah, slide in these DMs. That's another reason.
Messages.
I don't care for winter.
Tinder's not that hot.
I know my Tinder's doing good, but it's because I'm transnational. That means I identify as a patriot, but ow.
I thought I wasn't you fucking every city.
No. I have a touch of the mental because I come from a weak bloodline, so like I can't eat peanuts and my brain chemistry's fucked up, so I get the seasonal affective, and that's a fun thing, like where you're like, oh, there's literally nothing wrong with me. Intellectually, I know there's nothing wrong with me, but my brain chemistry said I can't get out of bed for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and if that goddamn rodent in Pennsylvania sees its shadow, depression's an extra 2.
We got a forecast of another depression for 2 weeks here, and Punxsutawney.
Have you considered seeing somebody about the sad?
About the sad?
What is this, the fucking Shining?
Oh, he's got a touch of the sad. No, but I am a magical Negro, so... I'm here to solve your problems, not mine. No, this year I'm a member of Planet Fitness, and they've got the light therapy machine. So it's called Total Body Enhancement, but it basically just shoots UV rays in you. It's probably giving me accelerated cancer, but I feel decent about being a human afterwards.
Sure. So getting that vitamin D and everything.
So former guest Kristen Galewood actually just... texted me a picture of a light therapy machine that's just for her face.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it's
I have seen,
dude, that's fucked up because I just watched Eyes Wide Shut last night. That is fucked up.
I have seen those, and they don't look, yeah, you look like an extra in a shitty Will Smith film.
Malkin said it looks like Legion from Red Dwarf, which I think is the...
This podcast is going to be a fucking PowerPoint, dude.
You are going to need a lot of visuals so everyone can understand what's happening. But no, the one for Planet Fitness, or at least the one at my gym, Planet Fitness, I don't know if they're a sponsor. It should be.
Yeah, give us a free membership.
We'll be there.
There is Pizza Mondays.
It used to be on Fridays, didn't it?
No, it's always been the first.
Oh, so you can work it off your fat ass all week.
I'm doing a dumb joke about it now and about the Book It program and how I go because I don't know what day Pizza Monday is. So I just go and I figure if I lift enough heavy shit, they'll just give me pizza like an old, like Book It.
Oh, Book It. Makes me miss Callie Fensel.
Oh, man, I wish you would come back to comedy. Come back to comedy, Callie.
Please.
Bring your wife with you.
Yes, bring the wife. I meant not just the – have you done the light therapy yet, or is it just
– I did it not this past winter, but two winters ago when I just joined Planet Fitness. I did it a few times, and I will say that, like, I walked out, and I was like, okay, I do feel, like, I feel a little more energized. I feel, you know, I feel like my workout was kind of worth it. I feel like I can go out and face the day, and then I stepped outside, and a breeze from the lake shot up. It shot all the way around town, and it found me. It got right in my soul. It got right between, like, two buttons of my jacket. It got right deep in my soul. And I cursed out loud, and I said, fuck this place.
Fair enough.
Because I feel like every time the wind blows in winter in Ohio.
It's like a personal.
It's in a personal attack.
I mean, I do too. Like, when I used to have to walk, like, half a mile to the bus stops. So, like, when I fucking worked in Parma. I had to be at work at 8 a.m., and I'm the person, like, I'm never fucking late. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would take the bus that would get me there earlier. I would go sit in Dunkin' Donuts until I had to walk across the street to work. And, like, I was explaining this to the dude at work today, that I'd rather walk through the foot and a half of snow that I have and have it be, like, 20-ish degrees than, like, the wind chill. He's like, well, why? You know, you can just stand under the bus stop. I'm like, yeah, that will protect me from snow. When there's negative 10 wind chill, a bus stop doesn't fucking help you in any way, shape, or form.
There's like wind is this evil little bastard. It is. Where, like,
wind is a cunt.
Wind is like that one relative that knows all your secrets and it won't expose them all at once, but it waits until you're comfortable and then it's like, oh, by the way, remember when you were like 9 years old?
Fuck you.
In September and you did that thing and you're just like, oh, now I'm in pain. That was personal.
Like when you breathe in and like you feel cold air in your body, that's like when I know it's too fucking cold.
No, this year I'm not doing it.
You're not breathing this year?
No, this year I'm not doing winter. So 3 weeks I'm on the road in December where I'm doing New Orleans, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia. And then I come home for the holidays, and then I'm up in Chicago for a little bit, which is going to be really shitty.
Yeah, that's not where you want to go if you're avoiding winter.
Yeah, and then I have a show in Pittsburgh, and then right after that show in Pittsburgh, I head down to Florida.
Fair enough.
I start my trek down to Florida, down to 77, so I'm doing Carolinas, Georgia, Florida.
Okay.
A little bit of Bama.
Little bit of Bama.
Roll Tide, douche.
Hey, fuck you. It'll be like 65 degrees. I'm like, Lord, it's so damn cold.
All right, you won't support Disney, but you'll go to fucking Alabama. That's an evil corporation, too.
No, it's an evil state.
Same
Alabama's
thing.
Beautiful if you can ignore the history and the future.
Says the minority in the room.
Hey, only one of us owns land in Alabama. Which one is it? Slovenian Tubbs? Dewey McJew fuck? No, it's the black cocksucker.
I mean, is that like your ultimate fuck you? Just
no, some shit happened. My family has land, and it rained down to my possession. I think it's just because I'm the one who's willing to pay the $48 a year on taxes.
Oh, it's just land, so you'd have to put a mobile there if you want to crash.
Oh, if I want to go there, like, we got to put a tent up. I'm going to open like a gay resort down there. Like a just like a gay fuck hut.
Make sure that's what it's called.
They're like, "What is it?" Well, you get on a four-wheeler. You can ride bareback if you want.
I would do a documentary on that.
You come
that
out would be... to the it'd be like Monster Camp. Only it'd be like Little Monster Camp.
Dwayne's fuck hut.
Come on down to my Bama fuck hut. No, honestly, so much of this country is abandoned. We the gays need to just get together at our next conference and just decide we're going to put up mobile towns across America. You can get land for hella cheap in like Wyoming because no one wants to fucking be there. So we'll do like the north in the summer, and we'll do the south in the winter, and like we'll come back to our hometowns when we need to vote or like...
Like gay birds?
Yeah. Well, we need to like vote. Like I figure, here's the problem with America. You guys have access to the gays, but if we migrate... And you're like, yeah, like if we stop queer eyeing your goddamn nonsense and like giving credence to your bullshit, like if we just started migrating like as a herd, we were just like, okay, we're done with this city and we move every couple of months, like some shit will change. You guys will bend to our will.
Old people, birds, and gay people all have something in common. Yeah, they all migrate.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of do that in theory, already.
We
you
follow go
from
a
neighborhood
party.
To neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that's gentrification. Like, it gets to be nice, and then shitty white people come in. With
I was
going to
say
kids.
they start it, and then white people come in and ruin it.
Here's how we know it's time to move: when there's like 15 guys on one block named Aiden, but only three of them are legal to fuck. You gotta move. You gotta. Like,
I mean, it happened in Lakewood, and it happened in Tremont.
Yeah.
I don't know what next Ohio City.
I think we're taking over downtown.
Okay.
I feel like downtown's where the gays are. Although we did all collectively move to Columbus. I don't know why I'm speaking in collective. You know, these are just jokes mostly.
I mean, you did.
These are jokes and truths.
you did put up quite the storefront there in Columbus.
Yeah. But Columbus is going through some shit right now, so the gays are looking for a new town.
Then come down to the Bama fuck hut.
Come on down to the Bama fuck hut. I was hanging out doing a thing in Nashville, and I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, I feel like I want to open like a gay complex just called Mama's House. You want to come see some drag? Come on down to Mama's House. You need to get tested for the HIV? Come on down to Mama's House. You want to go to a bathhouse? Come on down to Mama's House.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and it'll just be like a widely known secret where like, oh no, if you're straight or not open to things, you don't go to Mama's House. Because Mama will fuck you up. And then I'll just hire a new drag queen every year to be Mama.
I like
She'll
that.
Be Mama in residence.
I like it.
I honestly think you should just get Jordan in a dress.
Dude, if you give Chelsea this idea, she'll be like, fucking, where do I sign the papers?
Speaking of Jordan in a dress, have you been watching the impeachment?
I watched a little bit of it.
Oh, fun fact, because like, I was here during the Dorian Cleveland Comedy Festival like 3 years ago, right after the election.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm here during the impeachment. So there is a new news organization that won't hire journalists. Instead, they want to hire hobbyists to cover big events. So for the impeachment, for their launch, they hired a drag queen named Pissy Miles.
Pissy Miles.
I like it.
And Pissy Miles chose to wear a red pleather dress without shoulders and a double-wide blonde wig. And Pissy was like, was covering it like a real journalist, and like I'm very proud of her. Like she didn't go out there and do death splits. She did wear the wildest shit she could think of.
Sure.
But you know what? Everyone knows the name Pissy Miles, and some people even know the name of the station she worked for.
Good for her.
If you're gonna do it loud.
Also, someone had to get a press release or a press credential request
Pissy Miles.
For Pissy Miles, aka like Tommy Wiseau, whatever the fuck her real name is.
Oh my god!
I wish it was Tommy Wiseau.
How great is that? Because she had to go through security, and some black security lady was just like, I am not in the mood for this today.
What the fuck are you? Baby, come on over here. Girl, let me see you.
Give us a spin. All right, we gonna wand you. Oh, you ain't got no weapons on you.
Pissy Miles, go ahead.
Pissy Miles, fuck it. Clearly I ain't getting my retirement. Bitch, I hope you blow this motherfucker up. Girl, what your tits made out of?
This is giving me an idea of how to sneak suicide bombers.
You were going
to
say it's giving me an erection.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
In case you're part of the listening overlords, I want you to know that everything said here is just a joke. So Wayne Duke and Dwayne Duke LLC does not support that nonsense.
What, me having an erection? Yeah, nobody should support that.
It's unsupported balls.
It won't support itself.
No, the balls are completely unsupported.
I was in a bath. I don't know why I'm whispering.
You gonna tell me and Jeremy a secret that won't get out to anybody else?
Don't tell anyone. I'll tell you off mic.
No. So you were at a bathhouse.
I was at a bathhouse in Reno, Nevada, because it was like a Tuesday.
Was Dylan with you?
No. But they do have a day where you can go co-ed. So okay. him and his lovely girlfriend Lindsay could go on Sundays, but I went on a Tuesday because it was like half price, and I was like, oh, it's still warm out. I would like to lay out naked before my show tonight in Truckee, California. Yeah, things are going great in this career of mine. Mm-hmm. So I went and I paid my money, and like it was just like I'm just laying out enjoying the sun, and on the on the chaise next to me there was just like two old dudes going to town. Like one was just like hoovering another's cock. just like trying to get it as far in his system as possible. It was like
it was gonna cure the cure for cancer. Or just something.
Like it was like he it was more like he had asthma and this was his inhaler. He was just he was grabbing his balls to puff puff. So I like, I'm just laying out, and I happen to look over, and I was like, oh, so if you've got a big dick, you've just got a big dick forever, but once you get over a certain age, now you've got big balls, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just like a huge monster cock just laying akimbo. These giant nuts just hanging off the side of...
That's the worst like part about
it. Like Johnny Knoxville and Jackass when he's like the old guy and he's got the nuts hanging out.
Oh, just like, and this guy was like on his knees, so like his nuts had hit the chaise and fallen off the side. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, and I was like staring at them jiggle. I was like, I'm not even aroused in a little bit, but I do want to talk to him to see how he stows those motherfuckers.
You just you start hiking your drawers up like a lot. Like you wonder, like why do old guys always have their pants up like above their stomach?
That's because they got sick of sitting on their nuts. And a oop.
You just gotta yank them up. I started having that problem in my 20s.
Lord Almighty! But hey, in the winter they just shrink right up on you. That's
another
a fun thing.
Reason to love winter.
You step outside and you're like, oh God, I'm a woman.
It's less that I'm a woman, and it's more like, ooh, ha, they're not...
That's the little guy I know.
Oh, they're not smacking my thighs?
They're not rubbing up against the inside of my knee, so...
You should change your underwear. That seems like a dressing problem.
I mean, just depends. Janet. It depends on the day.
Well... I don't care for that. I don't care for bad drivers in the winter. I don't care for holiday cheer. And I'm not one of those people like fuck Christmas. But I'm like fuck Christmas. Come on, like it is like it's fun for like 15 minutes, and it's great if you're a 9-year old. If you're a 9-year old, you're like, oh my God, it's free gift day, and we get a family meal where all my favorite cousins come to town. I'm in my 30s. At this point, it's like fuck.
All right, yeah. So let me interject there, though.
It's 2 weeks that I don't get to work.
I mean, I just started celebrating Christmas 2 years ago. This will be my third Christmas.
Oh yeah, because you're
Jehovah's Witness,
like a Satanist, where you're.
Well, that's what I am now.
Yeah, but like Satanists and Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate the holidays because like you're supposed to be the center of everything or nothing special. It's like nihilism became
religion. The reason Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate birthdays is because John the Baptist's head was given as a gift, and the reason they don't celebrate Christmas is because it stems from a pagan holiday.
Yeah, but Christians don't like to hear that.
Yeah, no shit. So I enjoy it because like Chelsea spoils the shit out of me, and so does her family. So it's like I get to be a 9-year-old on Christmas right now.
I like December 27th when the sales start and shit's really cheap. And people are bringing things back. They're like, oh, it's like, oh, this box is open, so you can get this $400 TV for like 50 cents. I like the sales. I do, like, I love New Year's Eve. Like, I don't know what
of
it is about
Of course
me.
You love New Year's
Eve. It's like, well, like Halloween's game.
You're
Christmas.
In your 30s. Yeah. That's when you stop liking New Year's Eve.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I'm a gay, and I like to party, and I love when everyone else is celebrating and drinking as hard as I am and partying and just being real fun. I love it. like, I don't like being in cities like New Orleans and Vegas where the whole goal is for everyone to party because that's when it's amateur hour. And you get these, like, two-drink Beckys who are like, oh, my God, it's New Year's. Let's
and
go
come
out.
To Cleveland. We'll drink probably 90% of the country under the table.
Yeah. I've met some drinkers in my day.
Sure.
And I'll meet some new ones in my next day.
Every day is a new day.
I like it. I haven't succumbed to peer pressure and gotten sober, although it is hitting my friend group hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's getting to be that time, buddy.
I know, for y'all. That's so sad for you. No,
fucking comment.
You know what's funny is so many of my friends, I'm the last person that they ever drank with, and like I don't know what that says. Like multiple people have given up drinking after just like a Wednesday with me.
I can't remember who. I think the last person I drank with was probably Savat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Again, he's on that level.
He's proof you don't have to quit.
He's proof you should.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is like I'm not like I was telling Shira on the way here. I'm like I'm not a forever person, uh-huh. But it was getting out of hand, and I need to like so I pumped the fucking brakes big time.
Well, like in my 30s, like I have slowed down. Like so, like I've stopped going. Oh, I'm gonna black out tonight. You know, just because I can. Like now, it's a surprise if I black out.
Well, like it got to the point where it's like I work in the afternoon on mornings and afternoons on Thursdays. My buddy
what
Drew,
are you, a fucking drive time radio host.
my friend Drew will pick me up, and like for a ton of Thursdays in a row, I would stop, get a 6-pack of Golden Monkey. My friend Drew doesn't drink, and we'd sit in my living room while I got fucking hammered, and I was like, maybe I'm the reason people don't. Drink when they're around me. This has got to be embarrassing.
Well, I do like to think that I'm still a fun drunk. Like I still go out to drink. Like I typically don't drink at home, but that's because I live in a car. When I'm on the road, I drink very little because like I drive every night.
Yeah,
so it's like I'll have a beer at a show. And, like I'll hang out for 2 hours afterwards. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm gonna drive for 8 hours now. Thank you so much. If I get a hotel and I'm staying in town, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, let me go park my car and then we'll go out and do this tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you want to know the wildest thing that happened to me on tour this year?
What's the wildest thing?
So I'm sitting at a gay bar in Kansas City, Missouri.
They make those there?
My life doesn't make sense. Sometimes I hear the shit that comes out of my mouth and I go, the string of words doesn't go together.
The first time you told me that you were going to do shows in Mississippi and Alabama, I was like, are you sure? Like,
yeah,
are
no,
you positive?
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. You just got to leave before the sun hits. You know, before the sun hits the horizon, you really want to get on the road.
Get
that check and go, all right, guys, thank you so much. I got to get inside.
So craziest thing that happened on tour.
I'm in the gay bar in Kansas City, Missouri, and this guy decides he's going to come over and talk to me and, like, flirt. And I'm just sitting down with a Budweiser. I had two shows that night on both sides of the state line. I was on Grindr because, I still enjoy a gay bar, but I really don't want to talk to anybody. I want to talk to someone who's smart enough to stay home.
Yeah.
I'm having a beer, and this guy comes over and he goes, "Hey, I just want, you know, I want to talk to you. You look real cute tonight. This, that, and the other." And we're talking, and he goes, "Oh, so what do you do?" And I was like, "I hate telling people I'm a comedian sometimes, especially if I'm having a really good night, and like I'm the only one there."
Yeah.
If there's a group of comedians, they're like, "Oh, I'm a comic. I did a show with these people because I can pawn them off."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's just me, I'm like, "Ugh, what am I tonight?" So I was like, "Oh, I'm an entertainer." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "Yeah, I travel the country and I entertain." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I think you and I are in the same line of business. I'd like to come see you sometime." I was like, "Yeah, you can see me." He goes, "I'd like to see that sometime." I was like, "Yeah, if you pay me, and you can have whatever you want." And he goes, "Oh, well, you know, like I'm a massage therapist and an escort." And I was like, Oh no. And he was like, "You know, it'd be nice to work the road with somebody." And I was like, No. We are not the same.
No traveling hand jobs.
No. You're like, basically the same.
No, like I support sex workers, but like we are not the same. He's in a higher tax bracket than me.
That's fair. I mean, you know, you could supplement your road income with an OnlyFans.
We'll talk off. I'm trying to trick people into becoming my fan with an OnlyFans page. So, like, I've got pictures of me in real cute underwear, but then there's just videos of me doing stand-up.
That's a gimmick. Yeah. Let the Hateful Three get 20% of that.
You would have if I started it after tonight.
Yeah. No, it's done.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a gay headliner, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm just tricking him." He goes, "Bitch, I've had videos on Pornhub for years." And I was like, "What are they under?" He goes, "Oh, just whatever nonsense I could think of at the time. They show up in new. People watch a few of them, and if enough people don't click off after 10 seconds, it'll show up on the next page." And I was like, "That is wild, and I love you."
Polk's got his hour that he taped at the Kent stage on Pornhub.
Yeah, so like I am on Pornhub. I'm on OnlyFans. I'm on Just for Fans. I go to the gym and work out, and I take thoughty pictures anyway. So like, what's the difference of me putting it on Instagram or you putting it on Just for Fans?
Balls.
I'll get paid. No, like I'm not naked. Like I do angle it so I have a better ab showing, but like I'm never naked.
See, that's I just think that if you're going to charge people to look at your pictures, you know, show a little skin.
They should get a dick. All right, I'll do Dicky Wednesdays.
There you go.
Get a little dicky. But only if you're paying more than $10 a month.
Exactly.
This for 15, premium. He'll do the windmill.
Premium content.
Woof, 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 woof. Fuck winter.
Yeah, you can't do that in the winter. Ugh. Well, I mean, I can. So it's just not my dick.
Oh, it's so cold. You can't fuck outside in the winter. You can't do so many things in the winter. The only thing winter's good for is comedy in the Midwest, but I hate being in the Midwest in the winter.
Yeah, it is real good for comedy in the Midwest.
Yeah, I guess we're like, "Oh, I'm stuck inside. Ooh, let's go. There's a comedy show tonight. We can get drunk, leave our house, and like still not freeze our nuts off."
Yeah, and we're only in there for a couple hours, so it's... Yeah, movies are real big, and comedy shows, it all works.
I think I'm going to get back into bowling. I need a hobby.
You can have Jeremy's shirt.
Honestly, I'm so bored during the day. I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? The other day, I was like, I need a hobby. Like, I can't keep playing around on Grindr.
Yeah, that can't be your hobby. I mean, it can be.
I'm running out of men in America.
That is the name of your next album.
There's so few men in this country. There's what, 33 million? No, like 330 million, and like 10% of that's gay, and like 15% more like willing to try some shit. So like that's only 125 million men, and like half of that's committed. So that's like 55 million men.
And you fucked all of them.
Jesus Christ, this tour was really fun. I've been on the road since 1964.
Oh, great. Pre-AIDS crisis. Nice work, Dwayne.
What do you want? Do you want a new 10 minutes or do you want to have AIDS?
Hey, I asked you which one you wanted.
I mean...
Like, I can only solve one problem at a time.
What are your thoughts on Santa Claus?
Ugh, that fat fuck.
Fair enough.
No, I like... I like the myth. It's cute or whatever, but I am I'm an adult, so Santa does nothing for me, and I'm not really into bears, so.
So, like, sexy Santa Claus does nothing? Like,
even there's a picture on my Instagram.
You'd like a sexy elf.
Where I'm, like, I'm dressed in Santa underwear with a hat. You know, like a slutty Santa.
Yeah.
You want a little elf.
I don't really like twinks. They're breakable, and they're so young.
They're breakable and young.
Yeah, they're so tiny.
It's like a real life action figure.
They always smell like hope. Like, ugh, what is this awful smell on you? Is that mother's milk?
not the twinks that I've been with, but that's heroin.
You and I are hanging out in different bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they call those houses.
Yeah, those were houses. I'm trying to find the Santa picture, and there are way too many pictures of you in sexy underwear.
Because it's not on that page.
It's on the OnlyFans page. Got it.
No, here. I'll show you. Santa baby.
There's a lot of visuals going on here. So basically, you find Funny Dwayne on the Instagrams.
Yeah, if you can find me, you can see it.
Oh, no, for this picture, you have to find him. Okay.
Oh, no, for this picture, hold on, scrolling back, here it is.
Is this under... Oh.
It's on my side Instagram, because people were complaining that I was showing my body too much on Instagram, and I was like...
Why do you give a fuck what other people think?
Oh, my likes were going down. That's how I knew people were complaining. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, and Instagram's hiding likes from you now? So now to say, like, this person and others liked it instead of this person and then 300 other people liked it?
Yeah, I just downloaded the new iOS like the other day, and I like so every other app updated with it, and I do not like the changes they made to Instagram at all.
Oh shit! That's probably why I still have likes, because I haven't downloaded the new iOS yet. I'm gonna wait till I get the 11. Like the fancy bitch I is.
Are you gonna get that for Christmas?
No, I'll get it in January when it's cheap.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Santa, only because I know too many creepy dudes. Like, that's their time of year.
Oh, to get all the lap sitting.
All the, you know, it's time to wear a fake beard to hide my ugly face.
Ugh.
And, yeah.
We live in Northeast Ohio, and hipsters are god-awful humans. So that's just every day of the year.
Hipsters are the reason that I don't have a beard anymore.
I thought like the hipster thing, didn't that die a few years ago?
No. Lumber sexuals are still very much in.
Oh, I see. I don't go out.
Lumber sexuals, dad bods, just dudes who don't give a shit.
I mean,
I love that not giving a fuck became like a hot thing.
I don't, because it's I'm getting way more attention than I used to, and I don't like it.
You know,
Jeremy Shear, ignore me.
Yeah,
please. This is not.
Well, his fucking Instagram thing says if you don't like me, you're not supposed to. Like,
fair.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying I didn't know that. Well, yeah, I guess like apathy has become like, you know, a thing now. But like, I've been like that my entire goddamn life.
No, that's been a thing I've said for a while. It's more because that's more saying that I don't really. Care about your criticism more than anything else. It's not that I don't care. I absolutely care. But, you know, there's just certain things that I do that are not, you know, your opinion is not going to change anything that I do. That's more of what it means.
Your opinion will probably change things that I do. My public persona is a slave to likes, and I've gotten very good at separating my real life and my Instagram life and like my social media life. I've just started curating it a lot more. Like when someone gets on and they have an emotion on there, I'm like, girl, that ain't what this is for.
I
you need a live journal.
I mean.
Get your Zanga login.
There's like a whole group of people, though, that their whole deal is like long-ass emotional captions on shitty pictures.
Oh, I toss a like and scroll. if it's in black and white and you look sad, I like it, scroll it. just so I can keep... I'm watching so much messy drama on the internet. Oh, This is completely off topic. Aaron Carter.
What did he do now?
Well, after the face tattoo, he has a Medusa face tattoo. He's fighting with his brother. His mother's in rehab. His father and sister are dead. Shit's amazing. And boyfriend is coming to Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. He is coming. Is I think
December 3rd at the Grog.
Oh, you know, it's at the Grog shop? Oh, shit.
For $320, you can hang out with him before the show.
When I was in high school, I went and saw Mindless Self-Indulgence at the House of Blues, and the early show that night was Aaron Carter.
Oh, that was the first night it was open, because Aaron Carter opened the Cleveland House of Blues.
Yeah, and Mindless Self-Indulgence played a later show that night, and at the end of the show, Jimmy Urine, the singer of Mindless Self-Indulgence, got up into the crowd, like, on the balcony, and he was like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Carter," he came out. Everybody booed him. He flipped off the crowd and smashed a guitar. That is the last thing I've ever heard about Aaron Carter.
He is fantastic. He's a trap queen. He went on to did the doctors and was talking about his drug addiction and his bipolar disorder. He's very thin. He's famous, but he's still a Florida person. So
yeah, you can take the boy out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the boy.
You can't take the Florida out of the boy. And I very much think that me and him should date for like 6 months.
That wouldn't be toxic.
Well, for him, maybe.
You can go for $20 to this thing, apparently.
Yeah, it's $20 tickets online early or $25.
What is he going to be doing his songs? Or
Yeah. No, he's released like 7 albums since you last heard of him. He's a SoundCloud rapper. He's a producer.
Oh, he's one of those.
Well, he's also famous. He's got the money.
No, he's not famous.
He's got the money. You know his name.
He's not famous.
Yeah, he's famous.
He counts as famous.
He was formerly famous.
No.
He's still
I'm sorry.
Famous.
If your resume reads SoundCloud
Chris
rapper.
Chris Kirkpatrick is formerly famous. Aaron Carter is still actively famous.
I'm sorry, man. No, you're confusing fame with talent.
Oof.
Nick Carter was the gay one. Oh, no, that's Lance Bass from...
Different band, and also bisexual.
They were the same guy from different bands. The blonde one.
No, Nick Carter's the one that beat Paris Hilton.
Beat her up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Nick Carter's kind of toxic.
And he's still alive, you said?
Yeah. Okay. Backstreet Boys are on tour currently.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he beat up Paris Hilton once, so. And then they broke up like 2 months later.
Here's the thing that I've learned about things like that. You only care if it's your people that are getting hurt. So it's like, yeah, Nick Carter beat somebody up. He's a terrible person. But who'd he beat up? Paris Hilton.
I don't you know give what? A fuck.
I do. I draw the line at like domestic violence. Like assault is one thing, domestic violence is another.
No, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I also don't have to. It's fucking Paris Hilton. She's an awful person.
Is she? We hate her because she capitalized on her success. She's going to be a billionaire.
On whose success?
On her name. She capitalized on her name. And instead of being nonsense, like, I mean, she very well could have been Tiffany Trump or Ivana Trump, but instead she became Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's the same person as Ivana Trump, except she's not in charge of people's lives.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, Paris
she's a blonde mid-30s who went to like a decent high school, private school, decent college. Then a PR maven was like, "Ooh, I can do something with this," and she goes, "That's hot."
Yeah, I know, and that's what I don't. That's why I just don't care. She's got nothing to really contribute to this world.
She's released 2 songs and a movie. What have you done?
I've done enough. I've done more than that.
You have not released The Hottie and the Naughty. Do you know who was in The Hottie and the Naughty?
No.
Jason Mewes.
Really?
Yes. So she has acted with Jason Mewes.
What have you done, fat boy?
While you tweet at him.
Acted with this fat fuck.
That means she is officially a part of. Oh, who's that asshole?
Don't.
She's
don't.
Part of the View Askew universe.
She could be.
You know what, Dwayne? I hope you freeze to death like fucking Jack Torrance outside that hotel.
Ooh, have you seen?
the sequel,
Russian Doll.
No, I haven't seen that.
With Natasha Lyonne.
I keep hearing that's really good.
There's a scene where she freezes to death and comes back to life. She goes, ugh, that's dark.
I love Natasha.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but her character dies over and over again. And at one point she freezes to death and she wakes up in the next scene. She goes, I fucking froze to death. That's so dark. But also she plays a 30-year-old the whole time. I'm like, Natasha.
What's that? What's it called?
Russian Doll.
I've heard of it before.
Oh, spoiler alerts for 12 seconds ago.
I mean, it's been out for a minute.
Yeah, I remember people talking about it. I never knew what it was.
Season 2 is coming.
Okay, so it's not even that far into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a Sabrina fan. I don't know. I watched that.
The teenage bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is what I watch, not the Melissa Joan Hart one.
I know. So Melissa Joan Hart's the teenage witch, the Netflix version of the teenage bitch.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Because I hear Salem fucks.
Salem does not fuck, but her hot black cousin does.
There's a phrase we're going to analyze in depth later. All right.
Oh, people can take me to task. As we've talked about before, I don't care.
Clearly, sweetheart. You know, I still listen to that last episode I did.
You're our first repeat guest.
Am I?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah, is this 101 or... No, it's 102.
Yeah, this is 100 and... I don't know. yes, it's 102.
And Dwayne's our first repeat guest.
Well,
holy
thanks
shit.
For having me back.
Fuck yeah. That's good. I'm glad that that's how that worked out.
Yeah. Very welcome. And we got to talk about the nonsense that is winter.
Last time we talked about Ray J?
Brandy Norwood.
Brandy. That's right. Okay.
That was a good time. It was the day after the election. We talked about Brandy Norwood.
Yeah. So you can go back and find that episode.
Don't worry. When this one comes out, I will post that link right under it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A lot of people have, but
that's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Every now and again, I'll listen to it. I was like, man, I had a lot of anger towards her that she was just not a part of. Still do, but like now I feel like she's a part of it. Yeah. I feel like someone in her team has heard this episode.
Fuck Brandy for winter.
Yeah.
Fuck winter.
So where can we find your tour schedule and all that, Mr. Duke? Oof,
princesses. Princessneedsdick.com. Kidding. My website is Funny Dwayne. I'm on Twitter at Life's a Party because I don't know the password to change it. And I'm on Instagram at Funny Dwayne.
You spell like you're supposed to, not like Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mom wasn't on crack. Throwing heat.
Okay. Are you sure?
Wait, did you see that Dan Rather correctly used throwing shade today?
No, I didn't, but that's pretty awesome.
Dan Rather correctly used, in context, throwing shade about Nancy Pelosi. And I was like, you people have been on the internet too much. This is why the gays need to migrate.
So find Dwayne Duke on the internet before all the gays migrate to the dark web.
Throwing shade has migrated to, or I'm sorry, it's been gentrified now.
Yeah, I know. That's why we have new terms that you guys don't get to hear.
Eventually. You guys are kind of like the CIA. We get it like 10 years later.
You know what it is? It's because we keep letting fucking skinny white girls into gay bars. Because we're like, oh, lipstick lesbians. And then they're like, oh, I've got a friend. And you're like, oh, fuck this dumb whore. You're a speed bump, bitch. You're the reason I'm not inside that twink right now. Like, get the fuck out of my way.
What?
You're a problem in every bar you go to, Linda.
Their name's not Linda. It's Morgan.
And it's like Chelsea or like Catherine. Hey. I like your Chelsea. It's
she
like,
likes you guys too.
It's Madison, 2 D's, 2 Y's.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. No, not even with an I. It's Y's.
No, 2 D's, 2 Y's.
Oh, you say 2 Y's? Okay.
Yeah. No reason to live.
Madison.
Fuck Madison. Oh, if you really like me, you know what you can do? You can get on the internet and buy my 2 albums. I know they've been out a minute, but if you buy them, I can buy things. But if you stream them, well, I can not.
Somebody's at least listening to your art.
Yeah, no, I appreciate every person who's ever listened to it, but
Buy it.
Fucking buy it. Drunk in a basement and shame flashbacks on whatever services you would like.
They're out there. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates winter as much as Dwayne Duke.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.